Hey everybody, welcome back to In a Perfect World, where we talk about people's biggest dreams and their creative journeys. Joining me today, we have upcoming rap artist, Kayla.
Yay, yay! How you doing, Kayla?
Oh my god, you about to piss me off this whole episode. I'm already doing. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm feeling good. Actually not nervous. I'm usually on the verge of throwing up every time I start an episode, but I'm not today.
I was about to throw up this morning because I was nervous.
It's okay. It'd be like
the
that.
The cameras beat. Told you.
It's too bright for you.
It's a lot.
Okay, let's get into it. So, in a perfect world, what is it that you do, like, in your everyday life to support your lifestyle? Like, what is the vision for Kayla?
In a perfect world, I want to just get things done for myself. I want to get things done for my family, everybody around me who's been supporting me, everybody who has been there throughout my whole process, everybody who knows what I go through on a day-to-day basis. I just want to make sure that they're okay as well as I'm okay. I want to live happily. I want to live freely. I want to live to where I don't have any rules, even though there is rules in life. But in a perfect world, I don't want no authority. I don't want anything following me. I just want to do what I want to do and just express myself creatively and freely.
And what does expressing yourself freely look like? Is that making music when you want, dropping music whenever you feel like it? Just what does that look like
usually
to you?
When I feel any creative like flow, I usually go to my notes app and I just write something down, and I can make like, it's therapeutic. I'll go sit outside, get me a journal, and I'll write for a little bit just to feel something, just to, you know, create something, to create a foundation to where I want to write about who I am and express that in my music.
Okay. Okay. You so deep.
So a little bit.
So tell me about how you got into music, because I actually don't know. I know you've been doing music for a while, but I don't know like how you actually got started. So let's start with that.
I was like 8 years old, and I remember just being a Nicki fan. It just started off as a Nicki fan. And I was like, if she can do it, I can do it. I'm a girl. She's showing the girls what's supposed to happen, regardless of what's going on now. But when I was 8 years old, that's who I looked up to. Like, she's lyrically inclined. You know, she makes music for the girl. She says what she wants to say. And that's just how I felt when I was younger. I can express who I am through my music. So once I started writing music, if people started hearing it, they was like, oh, you're actually good. I'm like, if I'm actually good, I might as well keep going. So I just kept going. And I got better as time went on. But yeah, I was just in the third grade writing.
Did you go through a bang phase? Did you ever cut your hair in the bangs? Yeah. Just me?
Just you.
Oh. Girl, I cut my bangs in the fourth grade. What is that, nine? Like eight, nine? Pink Friday? Cut it.
Okay, so eight. If I show you this picture of me dressing like Nicki Minaj when I was 11 years old for Halloween, would you, you going to be embarrassed of me?
Yes.
Oh.
But you can still show me.
Okay, I'll show you in a little bit.
Okay, so 8 years old, you were writing music. And when did you decide that was something that you actually wanted to pursue, like, as a career?
Being in a creative arts school since I was in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
Kindergarten. It really helped me be more creative in who I was and being more comfortable in my skin. I feel like, you know, theater make you be who you are. Yeah. But I also wanted to be writing things. I liked music. I took music classes. I played the violin.
I too played the violin. I didn't know that.
I was like third chair. I was up there.
Girl, let me find out. I was like eighth chair. I was in the back. Every time it was time to do like audition, what's it called? Placements. Mm-hmm. Child.
High
always in the back.
Come on, I'm done.
I swear.
I don't need to play like that.
And that's because like, this is so random. Violin is like very, what's the word, meticulous, tedious.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Your bow has to go a certain way. I wasn't doing all that.
You gotta put the chalk on the little
thing. Yeah.
That's just too much.
Your bow gotta go a certain way. I'm like, I just wanted to play what I wanted to play.
You ever broke your violin?
No, I never broke my violin.
There's always stories about somebody breaking it. I'm like, somebody broke their cello. They stepped on it. And I'm like, you know how much
how you step on the cello, bro? You know how big a cello is?
How you trip over going to the bathroom in the middle of the night or something? Boom. Like, that's crazy.
I'm sorry. I went off track. pursuing it. Pursuing music.
I could say a big shout out to this music teacher. His name was Mr. Felder. He taught me how to play the piano, and then I moved into the violin. And then hearing like beats, that's really what I like. I want to make music. I like writing too. I want to ghostwrite, really, but I really want to produce music. I want to make music. I would like hearing beats and having an ear for music. And he helped me understand that music is very tedious. Beats are tedious. Getting somebody to like something how you like it, and they create the dream how you envisioned it in your head.
That wouldn't blow you though, like ghostwriting. Say you ghostwrite for somebody and that joint does like numbers, like major numbers. You're not gonna be like, bro, I wrote that joint. Yeah.
I mean,
but I guess legally you couldn't do that.
Legally I can't, but if I have the right person to make the right influence with my words, I really don't care about me being behind the scenes, because I don't want to be in front of anything anyway. Sometimes. But I like being behind the scenes. But, yeah. Ghostwriting, yeah, it would probably blow me, though. Seeing somebody blow up, I'd be like, oh, I could have did that myself, though.
Oh, my God, see. No, that would blow me. So, what age would you say you kind of decided, okay, this is where I'm gonna go? Like at first, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I was saying, like, when you start something out at first, it's kind of just for fun.
Yeah,
like,
it was
I like
a hobby.
Doing this. But at some point, you'd be like, you know what?
That first time I won Apollo Night, ninth grade.
That was the night?
Yeah. And then they cheered me on again the next year, and then they cheered me on the next year. I said, oh, like, I can really do this. That's really what made me feel like if I'm talented like this, or I can put words together like this. Everybody don't have it like that. Like, that's okay. But as a woman, I feel like it's more challenging trying to let people hear you, because dudes up about the same thing.
Shit. With a different beat.
And I'm just like, okay. And then when girls come out here, now everybody talking about all the other stuff, but I want to hear real stuff, raw stuff about who you are, not about what you don't like, what you do like, not about, you know, the things you don't have. People mm-hmm. like to flex on stuff they don't have. I can't, I don't know. Let's talk about the things we want, not the things we don't have.
Do you like conscious rap? Conscious rap, like the rap you gotta think about.
Like Chance the Rapper?
He's conscious, right?
I don't know.
I don't think he's conscious.
Right? I don't listen to him.
Okay. Like Kendrick Lamar, Jay Cole.
Like Nas.
You gotta think about.
Like back in the day, Nas, he's like lyrically. I like lyrically. Lil Wayne, I think he's lyrically inclined too. Like Eminem. Like I'll say, like, I listen to people from back in the day more, but people who have more like punchlines, people who say stuff that you wouldn't even think about. Like Lil Wayne, he has the greatest rap sheet of all time. So I like conscious rap. When you have to think about what somebody's saying and they're telling a story and you're hearing them tell, and the whole song is about that one thing. People create a song and then they talk about 30 different things in the song. I'm like, what's the point of the song? What message are you trying to get across? So yeah, I like conscious rap.
You made a really good point about that. Like just hopping from
topic to topic
and not really being able to pinpoint what exactly the song is about. I feel like we see that a lot now, which is why I feel like that's going to separate you, because you're going to tell stories in your music and in your music videos in the future. So, speaking of in the future.
In the future.
I would say you are somebody, in my life at least, you are somebody that's like constantly saying, you know, do this or go for this. That was tight. You should do it this way. Stuff like that. Like very motivational, encouraging to me. My question for you is, why are you holding back on the music? What's holding you back right now from doing what you want to do? Just don't even think about it too much, because 9 times out of 10 when I just said it, you knew why.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly why. I'm like, I ain't going to make you mad today, friend.
Pick it up where we left off.
Okay.
Back to the question on the table, because
never back
you
down, never what?
You thought she was getting away from it.
Oh, what was the question?
Why you not making no music? Why we ain't seen no videos? What's in the way? What's getting in your way right now?
I feel like the area, I feel like we had this conversation. Being in the DMV period, it's just so much hate and so much like jealousy. So many people trying to tear each other down instead of working with each other or being cool with one another, or building each other up, helping support one another. And I feel like being in this area, it makes me not want to do music here, but I will want to only start here because I got to show people like it's some things that need to happen outside of, within our community and outside of it too. Like, it's just a lot of shit that be happening here, period. And I don't want to be in competition with nobody. I don't want to have no jealousy towards nobody. I don't want that to happen for anybody towards me. And I don't like being in the mix for real. So I don't really want to be out there because it's so much negativity out there. But I mean, it's going to be negativity anywhere, which is why, you know, I can't really keep holding myself back.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. As far as like negativity, my personal way of combating that is this. This overall is my personal way of combating that. Competition, y'all, like something you can't get away from.
Oh, I ain't worried about nobody. I'm not worried about competition. I'm worried about the trying to one up somebody because you think they doing better than you. I mean, you're supposed to, but like, you ain't got to be like the way y'all go about or the way people go about it. It don't be right. It don't be right.
Okay. I guess I'm picking that up.
Yeah. Like, that's all I got. Like, but another thing that's holding me back though, probably my anxiety. I feel like every time I start writing, I feel like, okay, I can do better than this. I can write something that's better than this. I don't want to put this up and it's not my best work. I don't want to finally come out the gate and I'm producing some bullshit or I'm coming out with some bullshit. Like, I need to really hit hard if I'm going to hit hard for real. So I really just be in my own head because I really got to make sure y'all know what I'm saying, hear what I'm saying, and it's telling the message too. So I'm just hard on myself for real.
Yeah, I get that because when I first started, I thought I ate that.
You too.
I don't know, but I remember wanting it to be just so perfect, but
yeah,
you got to start from the bottom and like build it, I guess, if that makes sense. Because, for example, this stuff is very expensive. Like, I couldn't have come out the gate with all this stuff, I feel like. But, gotta start somewhere.
I know.
Definitely gotta start somewhere. You're always gonna hate your first.
Yeah.
All of your first projects, they're gonna piss you off.
I know.
Cause I'll be watching my first episode sometime and I'm like, bro, why did I have it like that?
Who is that?
This is in the way. The light is crossing my face. You can't hear what I'm saying. We all cramped on the couch. I was really doing too much. But yeah, you gotta start to be able to build and pick things out and see what needs to change. Like, I don't think anybody likes their first project.
And I feel like with the first project, it's always going to help me establish my weaknesses and my strengths. So even if I do come out with something and it don't do how I wanted to do, at least I know I did it and I can do better. So that's what I try to tell myself. I try to let my mind not take over my body, but it do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be like that. Like, yeah. I just said, every time I start an episode, I'd be like I haven't done this almost 20 times now. But one thing I can tell you, when you put your first thing out, no matter like how you're going to look at it in the future, you're going to sleep so good.
That I actually just did it.
Yes.
Yeah, and like, I got it off my chest.
A lot is going to be lifted off of you.
Yeah.
And then when you put it out, everybody going to like it. And then you're going to be like, why did I wait so much?
Because, you know, bruh, that's what I'm thinking. Everybody fuck with me, bruh. So it's just like, and I know what I got. I know how I know the time that I have and I know where I can go. I just don't want to be in the mix. That's all it. I think that's really what it is, my biggest thing. But I'm going to have to be in the mix. Social media is the biggest thing. I hate social media. The biggest thing, too, is just having to create. It's marketing. Creating relationships, making sure that your name is in the right room. So I got to start somewhere. I just got to get out my own head about it.
But you definitely decided that you are gonna get out your head.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely, positively.
So, speaking on that,
okay,
what do you feel like has been a pivotal moment in what you're about to do? Like, how can I explain it? Like, you just woke up one day and decided, all right, this is enough. What was the catalyst for that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally was sitting in my bed. I was in school. That's why I'm not in school right now.
What were you in school for?
Radiology, and to be an ultrasound technician.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm connected to moms, and I like seeing babies grow. I like babies, all that stuff. I feel like connected to that kind of thing, but that wasn't my passion. So I'm in school learning about all these things, and I just said a long prayer for like 30 minutes. I'm like, God, if this is not what it's supposed to be for me, help me wake up and realize what it is that I need to do. I woke up at like 2 o'clock, maybe like 4 o'clock in the morning that night. And I was just up thinking, like, I've been making music for 15 years almost, basically. And I'm not doing anything about it. Not saying that that's what's going to make me the money, but that's what's going to make me happy. That's the only thing I really want to. That's what's going to help me move freely and be the person I want to be, because I know I'm doing what I love. And being in school is cool. I'm going to go back to school for music for sure. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't want to keep being somewhere where I wasn't happy. And I just really wanted to figure out, like, I'm about to be 22 years old. What the hell am I doing? I need to get the hell up and do something. So, yeah, that was really it. Like, just waking up, like, I need to start doing things to make me happy, not doing things that, or stuff that speaks to my heart more than I see it for the money, because I was going to do radiology like for the money too, but I also did feel connected to like moms and babies and watching babies grow and stuff like that. And it was interesting, but I just wasn't passionate about it.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So, you're going back to school. Are you going back for performance, or is this going to be more of the producer side that you were saying?
The audio engineering. They provide all the little equipment and stuff. I'm gonna have my own little turntable, and they teach you online because the school's in Florida. I'm thinking about moving to Florida, but we gonna see.
Oh
yeah. Oh maybe.
have you been to Florida?
When I was younger, like, I went to Disneyland.
Did.
Not like when I was like 8.
Yeah, I'm going to say I can see you in Florida only because I can't see you in the mainstream places like
New York,
Atlanta. But she was just in Atlanta.
And I hated it. I told you I hated Atlanta.
Okay, yeah. Like, no,
I'm not going back.
Nowhere too mainstream. Like, if you go to Florida, you go to a random part.
I'm going to go to Fort Lauderdale. Nah.
You go to Kissimmee, Florida. All right. Just cut the cameras, dog.
Sorry, cut the show.
Okay, so what advice would you give to somebody who's kind of just in their head too much and hasn't taken that first step? This advice could be for you. This advice could be for me.
Me talking to myself.
Yeah.
Because
you give good advice.
Thank you. It's not gonna get done if you don't do it. That's literally like the only thing I could say. God too. Mm-hmm. But you got to meet God halfway. So you got to put the work in. You got to do what God sent you here to do. If you know, you're not spiritual or religious, just anybody out there, just walk through your journey, realizing that just do what you love to do. And if you need that extra push, only you going to be that person to push you out. Your friends are going to help. Your family's going to help. But you're the only person that can push your body to do what you want to do. So that's my only advice. Just really get up and do it, because it's not going to get done.
And I would say having a why as well. I mean, we all have whys, but sometimes we lose focus of those whys when we're in the moment.
Mm.
So for me, I would say my why is, first and foremost, is going to be freedom. Yeah. Like, just being able to roam, travel when I want, don't got to answer to nobody.
Don't got to answer to nobody.
But another why I have, and why I'm bringing this up, because we both know him, was Kamayu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I did not turn none of this up before, you know, everything had happened. But I'm like, bruh, I got to do everything that I said I was going to do while he was here, because I'm very, me and my mom, actually, I feel like I get this from her. We're very like big on energy.
Yeah.
Energy never dies.
Yeah.
So whether he like shows up in, I don't know how to explain it. Whether he shows up in different areas, it could be like on a TV show or mm-hmm. just something that I drive by and see.
Yeah.
It's like always reminding there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I would say that's my why. What's your why?
My why would be, I would say that too. And also my sister who passed away as well, she supported me full-fledged mm-hmm. and is doing everything that you said you were going to do, basically doing everything you said you was going to do while you were here. And I didn't even get a chance to do it. So I might as well do it now just to, you know, show you, not show you, but you're going to see it. She's mm-hmm. going to see it. He's going to see it. Kamaya's going to see it. Journey's going to see it. Everybody who you said you were going to do it for while they were here, do it while they're not, because their energy is still going to be there to push you.
Right.
Every time. They're going to be like, yeah, you need to get out this funk. You need to get up and do it because you said you was going to do it. So do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because, like, they're not here either. I don't know. I look at it like a disservice if I don't do it. How I'm not going to do it?
Because he would have did it.
Yeah, bro. Like, I be thinking about that all the time. I be seeing stuff. I'm like, I do that with my friends a lot. I see them in bigger places.
Yeah.
Like, I'll text my dancer friends and be like, yo, I just saw this performance. I like award shows. Yeah. I'd be like, I just saw this performance. And I could so see you do some of this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I told Tyrell before, like, I can imagine your name coming across a movie theater screen, like, directed by, produced by, something like that.
Billboard somewhere in front of somewhere. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
I can see yours too, girl.
Where you see all that?
Out everywhere.
Nah, I be, it's weird. Like, I be having real vivid visions about certain stuff. To the
where,
point.
Mm-hmm. Where you can just see where you could go because of that push that you got in your head. I feel like I know I'm going to get to where I want to be. And I feel that. I feel that energy. I feel that in my heart. I feel that in my mind. I know I'm going to get to where I need to be because I see the visions now. I see the energy around me now. I see what I can create now. Even though it's not out there, once I do put it out there, it's going to get 10 times better.
It's going to get strong.
Stronger.
It's going to get strong to the point where if you put one thing out and you don't follow up, it's going to haunt you.
Yeah.
Not going to be able to sleep. Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. Like, it's just, and then it's gonna become routine too.
Yeah,
cause,
and that's another thing, consistency.
How you feel about that?
Trying to get used to it. I feel like consistency is probably not my biggest downfall, but I also do procrastinate because I know that it's going to get done regardless. But I need to stop thinking like that because what. Today could be my last day. Tomorrow could be my last day. I might as well do it now. Why I keep procrastinating when I can just get done and I could be exactly where I want to be. If I did this 5 years ago, if I did this 3 years ago, I could have made those steps to where I could have been where I wanted to be now if I chose to do it years ago. But I'm trying to start now so I could be where I want to be before I turn 25.
Okay.
25, 26, 26.
Okay. Okay. Had something I was gonna say, but I forgot it, so I'm gonna move on to,
for sure,
move
for sure.
to the next thing. So what's something we can expect to see from you, let's say within the next 6 months? What month is it? We in March. Let's say like September. What will you have done by September?
By September, y'all gonna see music videos. Y'all gonna
plural?
See yes.
Okay.
With a Z, not no S.
Mm-hmm.
Music videos. Y'all gonna hear music that's gonna speak to you. Gonna hear things that are actually telling a story. Things that you can relate to, but not also fall too deep into. Because some music, like the music that these rappers are doing now, is influencing the wrong crowd.
Okay.
So I don't want anybody taking my music the wrong way. I really do want everybody who listens to really do what you want to do, but also have a good heart, move how you're supposed to move, and have a good character. So I just want to show myself in a good light, show people I'm a good person, show people that my music is great. Y'all gonna see the music videos. Y'all gonna see the creativity. Y'all gonna see everything that I said I was gonna do when I was in high school. And that's it.
So in September, when I text you and I send you this video,
yeah, it's gonna be this exact clip. Just this.
Yeah, we gonna compare this clip to what you're doing in September and see, you know, if you did it.
I can't waste no more time. I got to now. I said it. I gotta do it.
Cause let me tell you something. I don't bring nobody on here for potential.
Yeah,
I like getting people that are already doing it because I feel like if I bring a lot of people based on potential is not going to get done. And then it's kind of going to lose its value.
Yeah.
You're the only person I brought on here for potential because, you know, I believe in you and stuff like
that. Thank you, Shane. Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to share? Anything that you wanted to get off your chest? Because I think I got my vision for you now.
What you got for me?
No, I just I have very high hopes for you and thank the stuff you. That you're going to do.
I just want to do everything I said I want to do. I've been talking about this for years, and I need to just get out of my head about it because it's not going to get done if I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really it.
Okay. All right. All right. Fist bump.
You want to blow that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into In a Perfect World. Again, my name is Carmen Renee. I'm here with Kayla, and we'll see you soon.
See you.